Marie and the Doctor. Who knows what may come next?
Josie Long, good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Last time we spoke to you, well, it must have been this time a year ago, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's happened? Condense it 12 months into.
It was like this.
What was it? Ended on a down note.
No, oh God, no! Sorry.
What was the bit?
Nothing. I discovered a scorpion in my room. I didn't. I just wanted to sound cool. No, I had a very nice year. I've been doing a lot of touring, and I moved in with my boyfriend. That's my only news. But that's not that exciting.
No, it is exciting.
It was good.
Did he move into your place or you move into his?
We moved into a whole new place.
Good idea. Yeah. That's the best way of doing it. No, it's true, because there's always sort of cachet of who owns, whose place it is, and it's kind of hard to get over that when you go into a neutral territory.
No, I walked in the house first, so technically it's all mine.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. I'm like, why did you put that cup on my table? What is your problem?
Are you mining lots of comedic gold from your domestic situation? Do you use him much in your routines?
No, so recently I've started on stage, if I do mention my boyfriend, going, I've got a boyfriend, we love each other, we live together, it's brilliant, I've got a boyfriend, and then just saying that over and over again, which, yeah, it's not that. And then once, what happened was the sockets started smoking, so I got 11 firemen to check it out, which is quite exciting.
11?
Now, did you ask for 11 specifically?
No, I thought I would get one sort of slightly desk job guy coming round.
Is it like the calendars when they come in and they're only wearing the braces with no shirt on?
It was a bit intimidating, to be honest.
So they sent 11 firemen around to check out your smoking
socket? Yeah, straight away, within like a minute and a half.
Stop it, Lindsay. Stop it. There was no double entendre in that.
It sounded like double entendre.
It wasn't. It was a straight up and down question.
And now,
Josie, I bought
what's going on with the socket?
I need to change it.
I bought my dad tickets to your show for his birthday.
Oh, that's great.
Yep, so what can he expect? You better be good.
All the Planet's Wonders, it's called, not Smoking Sockets.
Smoking Sockets is a great name.
Next year, that'll be it. I'll be like, hey, this is smoking. That's what I'll do. You should tell me what day your dad's coming. Then I'll do a special dad-friendly show just for him.
I will.
Like, I'll be like, you know when you're looking for a wrench?
Yeah, don't use that with my dad. I think you just got to do more jokes about books for my dad.
Oh, man. That's good. That's like a dream, Dad.
Do you have, because a lot of people say with comedy festival shows, you have to book your show in quite far in advance before the festival and come up with a show's title. And a lot of people end up saying, my show has really nothing to do with what the title was. I just had to come up with something kind of funny and catchy for the program.
Yeah, my show is about AFL. That's all it's about. It's just like, it's a footy show.
Is it about planets?
Sort of, a little bit. There's a little bit about astronomy. It's kind of about how I never really liked science at all when I was a kid. I hated it, like, so much. And about how in the last kind of year I've just gone, oh, that's really dim. There's all these things that I've just gone, that's boring. And then you go, oh, is astronomy actually boring? No, it's fascinating. And is this, so it's like, it's been about kind of slowly opening myself up to all these different things that I could learn about. And
so what have you discovered?
But it's funnier than that, I promise. It's like, seriously.
Well, there's also writing on your face.
There's no writing on my... What? There must be writing on me inside. No, there was a bit where I drew a big, like a big man's bum on a piece of paper, but I don't do that anymore. I cut it out.
You took that bit out.
I know, would you believe? That's the AAA gold stuff.
We've got Josie Long in. She's here for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. We're going to come back and have a bit more of a chat to her up next. 13 after 8. Hello.
On Triple J, Vampire Weekend there. Blake's got a new face, which I was listening to. A couple of people in the room weren't listening to Vampire Weekend. Josie Long, who's here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and Marie Carty, who's here for the enjoyment of us. We're discussing The Biggest Loser.
Well, last year, Josie came in and we discussed literature and we gave each other little lists of books that each other should read. We had a nice literature connection. Bugger that for a joke. Let's just go straight to the heart of it. We both watched The Biggest Loser. Both have a little weep over it. And you said you like Australian Biggest Loser better than UK Biggest Loser.
Yeah, because when I'm in the UK, I know all the people. So I feel like if I see someone, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've got your number. I know you. I know exactly where you would live and where you would work. And so I sort of Whereas here, I'm watching them all going, you beautiful tank of a man, you bloody do it. You listen to me, you I'm run really up that hill, you carry that bag, and you lose that weight. You know,
are you going to still be in the country for the show to finish, or do you think you might extend your stay?
Yeah, just hide out. Just like, who's going to win? All right, Claire's the best. I can go.
I want to go to the grand final.
Can you do that?
I don't know. I hope so.
You can make a banner. Can you imagine?
We can make it happen. I'm sure we can.
But I'd quite like to make one that was like, well done, you tubby so-and-so. Yes. Like something a little bit. That's what I love it. I think it's so wonderful. It's a game show, but it's about making your life better.
Yeah, and there's lots of tears. It's very emotional. The power went out a couple of weeks ago, and I had to go around to Lindsay's house to watch telly and cook dinner, and he let me watch that and really sit there. I couldn't cry in front of him. I felt too awkward. But I was welling up a couple of times and then just wanted to look a bit tough and just went concentrated on my dinner. But you tolerated it.
Yeah, well, you know, just. I'm a good friend.
And I cooked your dinner as well. Yes. Do you hook up with other reality television shows as well, or is it just...
To be honest, not really. For some reason, that is the one that really gets me. Like, last year, there was a character. Yes, he was a character. He's very well portrayed. There was a guy in it called Bryce, but I can't find out what's happened to him, even though I regularly check the internet.
Oh, well,
him.
Somebody must have found out what happened to him.
If he's around, just...
1-300-055-536 if you're a Bryce watcher.
Or if you are Bryce.
If you are Bryce, why not? Let's go straight to the source of things. Do you do TV at all? Have you been involved in
you're
TV?
In Skins.
I've done little bits and bobs, yeah. And, I'm getting less afraid of it. I used to be that I was like, no, I won't do any of it. It's terrifying. And now I'm like, oh, actually, it's quite fun. And
I'll give it a go.
So you're going to be on Australian television in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing Thank God You're Here.
How did you go? Was it terrifying?
I don't know if I'm allowed to. I really enjoyed it. It was good.
You're allowed to say that.
I was so afraid that before I went to do it, they dressed me up in this costume, and I was just sitting there, just waiting to go and do it, just going, what am I doing? Why am I here? This is the way. I can't do this. Why am I? And it was just the most nervous I've ever been. Like, I can't be here. There's no way I could do this. And then it was all right. But what I learnt was, if I'm put on the spot, the things I come up with are really violent and weird.
You might have, there's a syndrome that I found out about last week called Forster's syndrome, which is when you put on the spot, you make really, really violent jokes. It's to do, a friend of mine told me about this other thing called Witzel Sucked, which is it's an addiction to punning and joking.
Yes.
And it's connected to Forster's syndrome. And Forster's syndrome is it's kind of like, I guess, a Tourette's style thing where they discovered it when they were messing with someone's frontal lobe, and he just started screaming out really violent and rude jokes.
Maybe he was saying, get the F off my frontal lobe, you wankers. That really hurts.
Take the scapula away. Hey, Taryn,
anyway,
on the...
That's a suggestion.
Taryn on the Gold Coast.
Yes.
You think you've got an update for Bryce from The Biggest Loser. This is from last year, yeah?
My husband saw him last week.
Your husband saw him last week?
No, he didn't.
Where about?
He did. At a trade show. For poker machines.
So he's gone up in the world.
Oh, no, he sells fills to pubs.
He sells poker machines to pubs.
Do you know who, Bryce or your husband?
No. But he looks really good. I wouldn't mind.
Ah,
but he looks good. I think he's the coolest guy.
So he's kept the weight off then?
Yeah, he has. He's put it a little bit back on, but... He's only human. Pretty good.
More of Bryce to love, then, I suppose. Yeah.
So I guess maybe get into the poker machine business.
Why not?
I have every ambition for
everybody
doing that.
Everybody go and spend your $900 on the pokies. That'd be great.
Thank you, Taryn.
Cheers. Thank you.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
More updates on Bryce from The Biggest
Bryce
Loser.
Watch 09.
This is the best.
Yeah, he plays football with my boyfriend at Sandgate.
At Sandgate, does he?
Yeah.
Can I say, no, he doesn't.
So he's fit and trim and terrific then, Bryce?
He's still doing the footy, he's still keeping fit.
What's the name of the team?
Sandgate Seahawks.
The Sandgate Seahawks.
Well, I think they've got a new cheerleader in Josie Long.
A mascot, perhaps.
He actually, in the last episode last year, he paid tribute to the team.
Ah, there you go.
Well, what did he do?
He said that he was looking forward to getting back into the team and playing again.
Oh, Bryce.
He's such a sweetie.
He's a good guy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks. Bye.
This is great. Who else can we talk about in The Biggest Loser? Has anyone seen Sharif around? Can you give him my number? Absolutely
now, Josie, are you going to be going to the Gold Coast on this trip? Obviously now you are, to cheer the Seahawks on.
I'm not. I'm just in Melbourne. Right. So.
But Bryce, so...
Exactly.
I mean, where are your priorities? Your boyfriend's probably back at home, so...
You never know. Exactly. He's asleep now.
Exactly.
The socket's smoking.
It's not right now. I'm Josie Long, if you want to catch all of the Planet's Wonders is happening at the Melbourne Town Hall at the Powder Room from Tuesday to Sunday over the next few weeks. Good, you've got a big run, haven't you?
Yeah, please come and please bring about 133 friends.
I'll tell Dad.
What time are you on?
9:45, except Sunday's when I'm 8:45.
Thanks, Josie.
Oh,
great to see you again.
Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.